sugya of chakiva l'siyabe, and that's simon. First of all, at the end of the mekoros of last time, there's something wrong with the Bar Ilan. You couldn't download it, or that you didn't send it to the source. Like that's where enough sources. But I want to move to the Anaf Gimel of what we spoke about last time. Because we talk about Chatikva L'Iskabed, at what stage in its development or in its life, so to speak, does the food have to be in order to qualify as a Chatikva L'Iskabed? So the Rosh, Mayos and Kulin. Actually, I'm sorry, before I say it, I want to finish up my mission that I said at the end of last time. I forgot that we didn't finish that shot last time. Just again, very quickly, the Pisrei Tshuva, it's a Cotton Gimel, by us. In this simon, by Chatikva L'Iskabed, the Pisrei Tshuva had quoted that the Tshuva of the Nevi Huda about the kreplach. You had some kreplach which had a bli of basar v'chol, because it was cooked in a pan, that the neighbor borrowed it and didn't realize it was inflation. He used it for milk and gave it back, and the other one didn't realize it used milk. And the bottom line is the kreplach had inside a bli of basar v'chol. The Rabbi Huda is makel that even though, why? Because the bli, with the kreplach, according to them, anyway, the dover chashev was the, you know, was the dough which now had a bli in the basar v'chol. If you have a piece of if you have a piece of meat that was balei chalav, so we said that's not a din of a bliya, that's a din of a. It's not that's considered also machmas atzma, right? We said basar chalav is different. Now the Huda had an angle which the Pisrei Tshuva here quotes that the kreplach are also machmas bliya, but he didn't think that the machmir here because when you have a piece of meat and there's chalav balu in the piece of meat, that's not an isa balu, that's okay. That we treat as basar chalav. But here, the ikar, so to speak, the dough that has a bliya of basar chalav, the very bliya is not really dover l'skabe. In other words, the bliya of basar chalav, that little flavor of basar chalav that got in from the pan that she borrowed, from the baking tin that she borrowed, and that got in, that bliya was no good. I have a piece of meat and some milk falls in, so then we can talk about chatikva l'skabe. Even though it looks like an isa balu, we said basar chalav is different. But when the very bli is a bli of basar chalav from a pan that is used for both, and that went into the dough, so that's already a step removed. The bli is not a chatikva l'skabed. The dough, which is no problem, the bli is not a chatikva l'skabed, it's if we don't do machmer and the bittul works. That's the Pisrei Tshuva quotes when the Huda is caught in Gimel. Just mentioned that the Shach brings up, based on the Ramor's comment, Ramor writes at the end of Sif Beis, says Kol Chatikva Shoneswa Akadei Klipa. Betela, the Hare Klipa in Ruskabit, a similar svar really. Right? If you have something which is absorbed and only absorbed Kedei Klipa, so then the Kedei Klipa also, the Klipa, that the little amount is also not a Chatikva L'Iskabit. So that's what the Ramor writes. The Shach and Sukkot Vav, you know, the Shach and Sukkot Vav, presumably it's the same rationale, right? Just like it doesn't work for Bliya because the Bliya is not, the Bliya is not, it's not Chashu by itself, it's not Ruskabit itself, so too the Klipa is not Ruskabit. Now the thing is, the question is, why does the Ramo bring that up? Even if it wasn't Kedei Klipa, right? Even if the whole piece, we just said it's a bli, it's not a problem, right? So even if why does the Ramo have to bring up only Kedei Klipa, only a bli went into the Klipa, and then Ramo says that that's not called Chatikva L'Iskabed? Even if the whole piece, we just said a bli, what does he add? So you could argue, it would seem, that's what Shach discusses. Another discussion, he's talking about basar v'chalav. Okay, by basar v'chalav, so basar v'chalav is different. So basar v'chalav, the chaticha, it was a piece of meat, and it took only enough milk to be asuk and they klipa. Okay, that's where, and there we're saying, even there, the Ramos says that's not a chaticha l'iskabed. The Shach isn't so sure. And the Shach quotes those who disagree, but there are some who suggest that we may be talking about a piece of meat, which is such a chashev piece of meat, even the outer part of the meat is good. Even the outer part of it is well iskabed. Maybe that's it. The Shach first criticizes, you look at it yourself, the Shach first disagrees with Ramo, but then he turns around, and then he says maybe the Ramo is right, again, based on earlier authorities, and he says perhaps even the klipa. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a comment in Sif Tes. He says, if you have, if Nesra klipa, blias cholok, varnis bar, the bus of cholok ain't done in din below, elakisu machmas atzmo. That the Ralph HaShulchan is sensitive to this point. That's why the Ramah has to bring it up. Okay, in other words, because Abbas Mechal is not called a blue. We said by Shari Surin, so whatever got in is a blue. So it doesn't matter, it was Kedei Klipa the whole thing. It's only a It's only this or Balua, so the whole Chatichos Gabi doesn't apply. But by Bas B'Cholov, we don't call that an Issur B'Lua, so that's why the Rambam wants to bring up Klipa and say, no, there's a case even in Hilchos Bas B'Cholov. It won't extend to the whole piece, it only extends to the Klipa, and that's not called, and that's the Ruch HaShulchan spells it out in Siftes. L'chein utzrach notam be'al Klipa in Rodis Gabi. That's what it says in the Shach. He also quotes the Shach, Yesh Misha Omedim HaKlipa Gedola Kol Kav. Ad Shabbat Atzma Yoris Gabi done in Badin Chatur was Gabi, but the Ruch HaShulchan concludes with Zorach Ian. Now, feel like the Tia Gedola Harbe, ain't there a Chosis can clip a Gedola if they are a Choshev? You only carve a piece of slice of meat from the outside, that's what you give to the guest. He doesn't think that's. He said there's some Amekel, some Machmer about it. Okay, that's in terms of that. The question I want to look at now is the next source. The Rosh is what if you have a Chaticha that's not really Skabed right now? There's something missing. It's not. We'll see shortly. There's still things that have to be done in order to finish, make it into, so to speak, a finished product. So the Rosh by Asim Chulin in the Parak Zion Simon Lamed Vav, the Rosh says there are different opinions about this. He says that towards the beginning, of Chaticha Arulis Kabed Rabu Hadeus Yesh Min Agolan Shamu Davka Chatichas Isu Shnis Bashlo Im Chatichas Heta Arulis Kabed Ba'Orchin. Of a chaticha chaya, okay, a raw piece of meat, that as it stands right now, that's not really a good thing, but a dog maybe, but not an important guest, right? In other words, the Rosh quotes that some will hold, in order to qualify as a chaticha l'skabed, it has to be, you know, ready, what do you put it on the box? Ready to serve, you know, ready to serve right now. In fact, if it's raw, of a chaticha chaya, a raw piece of meat, b'afilu shleim b'teilu b'roh, but the Rosh dismisses that with two words, or three words, with divrei hevelheim. He thinks it's totally wrong. The kamahod, the kamahod, it's gabe. If they are lola, maybe she roy kimushi ato. Doesn't be ready this second. It's a din in the cut of meat. It's not a din in the right now. It's servable. Okay. Important. The shalom about that was shalachmanas. That one I'm discussing. If the shalachmanas is supposed to be something that's fit for the suda, right? Whether the recipient eats it for the suda or not, that's his business. But it's supposed to be food that's fit for the suda. I always tell people, you give shalachmanas, so to give a few jelly beans and some pretzels. Forget about Turin Brochus, that's another woman, but I don't know if that. So I usually tell people to give one, if you're going to give to 150 people, so they can give everybody jelly beans and pretzels. But for one person, you should give, whatever it is, it's something a little more harsh that they could use at the meal. Whether they decide to use the meal is their business. But Shachmanas, Ishtar Yehus, you have to give to at least one person. I don't know about you, you should give to one person something a little more harsh. It doesn't have to be a steak, but I mean something a little more harsh than the bag of Hershey Kiss or something. The rest of the people want to give to everybody else in the neighborhood. That's what people do. Baruch Hashem today, people give shachmanas to all the people, so you don't have to give everybody, but at least one person. So there's a question in Achronim, what if I give somebody a piece of raw meat? It's not, and it's late in the day in Purim, I don't have time to cook it. Will that qualify? Anyway, it relates to this a little bit. But the Baruch Hashem says, it's a chatich l'iskabed, it's a din, in the Gerard l'iskabed, the Orchim lav l'meshe ruach moshi'ata, el mishum shir naktina, the galola ki hai, shiru'ir l'itim, it's a big piece of meat, it's a chosh of a cut of meat. Okay? Then Achar Shiriz Bashal Chashuva Kazel Shadark Linos Velo Betel and so on. So that's the position of the Rosh. The Smak, the Hatamar Makomas in, again, it didn't come out, so I photocopied it here. So I'll read it to you. It's Reish Yud Dalib. Okay, Reish Yud Dalib. It's a Reish Yud Dalib, which is a Din Bittel Dabar Yavesh. So the Smak writes, the Din Chatech Leskabed, the Tzor Lomar Kmoshi Ato. He said, no, it's like it has to be ready right now. But he says, let's say you have a lot of time with chickens, they didn't defeather it. Used to be in Eretz Yisrael, you got chicken, you bought in the store chicken, you know, even cooked chicken, the chicken was filled with feathers. It wasn't that appetizing. But the issue with the feathers, when you pluck them, you know, they cause blood, whatever else. I don't know if that problem right now. But the Eretz Yisrael was known, the old style, I probably hear also one time. I remember in Eretz Yisrael being served chicken, we still had certain feathers on it. It was not that appetizing. We weren't used to it as Americans. But anyway, so that's what the smak talks about. In Behema, in Atzema, we still have some of the hair, the wool on the animal. Of imanotza, ainzer l'skabi, ubetelim. Okay, that's not chatir l'skabi, because if we're a chush of a guest, then you would certainly, not serve that piece. Ah! In Ein Mechusar, says the smak. In Ein Mechusar Rak Bishul, here he agrees, if it's just missing, it's been plucked and whatever they have to do, it's already, just haven't yet cooked it, then he says, Shaper Mikri Miskabi. I advise you, just pause for 1 second. Also, every year that certainly, even if you drank a little bit, don't get behind the wheel of a car. I tell this more in high school students because they're just driving, so they feel, you know, a certain amount of confidence. But I always tell people that even a little bit of drink, you know, even a little bit of wine, even a little bit, less than what Dr. Nissel mentioned before, impairs your vision. So all you drive, you know, if I'm looking straight ahead now, but I can see over here out of the side of my eye, so I can see if a kid runs out in the street running after his bull. When you're drinking, you know, you don't see a peripheral vision, right? Am I correct?
It's vision and it's reaction time.
Right, peripheral vision.
It's a little bit slower in your reaction time. So that can make the difference between stopping in time for something or not. So
in the afternoon, I never drive on Portland. I never drive on Portland. You know, even if I'm, you know, if you saw me, you wouldn't necessarily be able to tell that, you know, I drink, personally, I also drink wine rather than schnapps. I thought that's the din. But anyway, not as opposed to schnapps or beer or liquor or everything else, but don't play with get behind the wheel. Sometimes you feel, I know this, you feel, yeah, no problem, just driving 2 blocks away. I'm just driving, you know, going to my cousin's house, or the suit, it's not so far. Don't do it. Don't get behind the wheel. That's for sure. Okay. So that was the Smak mentions about that. If you look in the Rosh Bo, try and get through this quickly. The Rosh Bo writes in the Taras HaBayis Ora, Bayis Dalot Shar Alof Daf Yud Gimel on Beis. He writes, "Ve'ezu Chaticha Nikru Liskabif Ne'orchen Kol She Darkon Shol Bnei Adam La'nich Vnei Orech Acher She Chaticha Benonis She'enok Tana V'lo Gdoli Osemidai." The Rosh Bo says, it's not a tiny piece of meat, but also not an enormous piece of meat. It's also, as you know, something you would present in a bar kavodika fashion. Okay, Kol She Darkon Shol Bnei Adam. He says a big piece of meat, which isn't cut. You know, like you see, you take. I was thinking about that old turkey. You usually have to carve the turkey first, right? In other words, you get a chaticha liskabit. I'm going to put before you old turkey, which I don't know what to do with it. You know, I mean, you have to carve the turkey, right? I think that's what he's referring to. So that also, if it's too big, it also wouldn't be called chaticha liskabit. That's the point of this Rosh Bo. But then he writes, the tegel chum, the new husband, the father of the Rubin Shamishin, the father of the Lord Batel, Alma Shchuto, the Kavosei Batel. But he also says, okay, that's what I'm going to bring out from that Torah Sabai. Like a different qualification. The Ran by us in Kulin, Lama Gavma Beis, the Ran writes, I won't be through Masa with the Sugas. The Garcin too. Lamed Vov, Amid Beis, the pages of the Rif. It starts with Garcin and Sue, and the Ran writes. Oh, you have a different. That is a Divra Masa. Oh, those are the words that I wrote on the my Makoma. No, 117. It's towards the end. I have it only as one long piece. Quotes the Sefer Chumas. You have it there? Quotes the Sefer Chumas. Huh?
And then you read
it. Yes, so read it. Read what it says. All right, I don't know. Just a moment. I'm trying to find it. You have it there. Quotes the Sefer Chumas. Thank you. So the other edition, the new edition, the last is my Damina. So I'm working the old edition. Thank you. So it says over there, Tirtzu b'seif ha'tshuma shezeu kol shel dover. Kol shel mizbata yero l'skabit bo, if they call odom ki chatichas nevelo shes arvus l'heter, o chatichas chatas toru shel chulim, shem shizbata l'chulim teki chulim, v'tei ro l'skabit bo, if they call odom. Arezu enu b'teilo. Okay, something which if it would be bottle, if it's inside the mixture, would be bottle, you'd serve it to a guest, that's exactly what's not bottle. Okay? Behind the race of the price of Parakaro, the son of Chatichas Chatos, we saw that Gemara Bavos the other day. Okay? That's what we distinguish between something that's only Roy for the coin. Remember we mentioned that the other day? But then he says, he brings another Raya from Gemara and Zvachim, that it's a Baal Chai's not, we mentioned that the other day also, but Rashor and Iskol, that Baal Chai's not Batel, but something else is. Umiyo, he says, Dafka b'shenechtecha namuch ma'atzma, v'lechotcha osur, da'avel emibatel isa l'chatchila. He mentioned this interesting point. Let's say it's by itself now, not where this got me, because I cut up. But now I'm going to cut it for that purpose. You know, so then that would be mevatel, I'm sorry, it is now worth it, but I'm going to cut it up. I'm going to cut it up, and now it's going to be less valuable. That would be called mevatel isa l'chatchila. So that's what you're not supposed to do. So that's what the Ram here. Just a couple of other quick orders from the Rishonim on this to finish this point up. There is a Ramban, I photocopied that also since we didn't have it on the sheets. Where is it? Yeah. The Chiddush Ramban, Abu Dazar Ayin Dalma Beis, writes, he says, Dafka Keshabishlon, Ulus Gabit. That's Ramban. The Meiri quotes two opinions. He said, Hoya Isu Dover Choshev, Gon Chatichu Is Gabit of Nerochim, Ein Zebetel Olam, the Eze Chatichu Is the Meiri Zin Chulin, Sadi Zan Amad Aleph. He writes, Dafka Chatichu Vushelis, She Royal Odom Echad Nichbar, okay, but if it's not Royal, all these things I'm just pointing out, all these things that the Rosh said was very heavy, whatever he said, it doesn't say it. Okay, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva Chelikar Deis in Tzadi Aleph that that's also the opinion of the Rambam. Based on what the Rambam doesn't write, he said the Rambam also seems to hold this only issue of the Bushela. So again, this is not a despite the Rosh's dismissal, it's not a far-fetched or rejected shita. It's accepted by many Rishonim and not by others. Also, we said before about the missing, about the feathers shouldn't be on it. What if other things are missing? So that's also a bit of a discussion. The Berek HaBayis in Bayis Dalet Shar Beis, page Chof Hey on the Beis. Chof Hey Meralef. He writes, "Aod mashak kasavti malu chatichur iskabei b'fnei orchin pirish kol shikos b'ru iskabei b'fnei orchin v'afal gav dehashto asir lo chazi the daas amos dafka." He says another chumash. Dafka b'nis arvo la'achosh in his bashlo. It was already cooked and then it got mixed in. In other words, it got mixed in before. It was a piece. It fell in raw, and then it got cooked with other stuff. That's not going to be called the chatichur iskabei. It has to be in the status. Those will hold. You need bishul, so the Ra'ah writes in the Berek HaBayis. Again, it's Chof Hamer Aleph on the bottom of the page. Old B'mashik Asafti. The Ra'ah is saying Dafka Shnis Arva La'achas Shnis Bashla. B'hashla Chashiva. That's the only time it's considered Chashiv. The Rosh Bo in the Mishmeres HaBayis on the next page, Chof Hamer Beis rejects that outright. He says Gama Shomer B'Shem Rabosu Shlo Omer Chaticho El Elus Bashla Ready. B'Charkach B'Acheres Then it got mixed in. Zelo Shomano, we never heard such a thing. Velorin Meola, meaning that's what the Rosh Bo reject that. It's a further machlokes. Anyway, you see a significant machlokes we've shown him with regards to some of these inyanim of defining chatichu l'iskabei. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch writes Tanagolus benotzoso shenis arba v'acheros b'teila shere einu ruru l'iskabei b'fnei orchim chicken with the feather, right? Not kemoshi. The mechaber paskins. In fact, the mechaber is paskining like those who hold it has to be ready to serve right now. Okay, Hesira notes of Vechein Afal Mishachash Nizal Hesira notes. Even if afterwards they took the feathers off, Vechein Lo Chashiva Rulis Kavet Elin Kain Himu Bushelas Vechein Keves Shalom Chaticha Gdola Yoser Midai. Likewise, the Ramot takes on all these chumers. In fact, it's cooler. It's saying it's not Chaticha Lis Kavet. All these qualifications, all these limitations, and Chaticha Lis Kavet is quoted by the Ramot, quoted by the Mechaber. Vechein Keves Shalom. The whole turkey, right? The whole land. The Mechaber does conclude, in deference to the Rosh and the others that we saw, is Yesh Cholkin Cholzeh. There are more rights, V'chein Nogin. That's our meaning. We do treat all these things as Chatichu L'Skabit, even if it's a big, even if it's not ready to serve right now. But he says, Milvad Tarnagolos Menotzos, except for the feathers and the chicken and so on. That's mechuseres maisa gadol, because it's still missing a big thing. Still, plucking and de-feathering it is a big thing. Okay, and then it is potato. Bechein raglaim oroshel kesa orosh. You have the, you ever see sometimes by the garden, they have on a picnic table a whole pig with the apple in the mouth. You ever see a picture of that? You know, so that way the head is still there. So that's also, he says, it is not the people's kind of the Ramah writes. Yeah.
Just how are you mechalek between what's a maisa and what's not?
That's a good question. So, and I don't really have a good answer. It sounds like I'm not going to answer your question by saying it's a maisa gadol or not a maisa gadol. right? The question is, how big is a Maisa Gadol? You know, if it's apparently cooking, the Klippot did not consider that, just a cooking. But here we got a tumor with that. I don't know what to answer. Yeah. The Ramot, no, the Mechaber says he says. The Ramot disagrees. Ramot says he rejects all the things. Again, the Mechaber says a lot of these different things are not Chatikul Iskabe. He says he accepts limitations and those which Shamsar went through quick. I'm just trying to finish up this Indian. But, you know, I have the Maimon Komos you can look up, but the fact the Mechaber accepts it. Okay, but he writes at the end. He does say at the end, Yesh Chokum Cholze. Okay? He acknowledges the Machlokas. And they hold that they are called the Rulis Gabi. Alright? You can look in the Taz. It's a cotton hay. He writes, Yesh Chokum Cholze. Perish Yisrael, who the Hod Amros Gabi, Lav Shati Ru Kimoshi Ato. And I'm Shum Shir, that's a direct quote from the Rosh. So you know, the Machaber acknowledges it, and the Ramah comes in and says, yeah, Taka Vechay Nagun, that is our minute. Okay? With the exception of Tarnagol's mitzvos. So, you know, your question, I mean, the Taz is Loshen, Sivkot and Vav, is Lishim Chusar Maisa Godol. Again, I don't know how to qualify it. Mashmadim, Hesir Kvar Nozo, Daino Nutla Misham Mayayim, Bo Niftach Abetan, Ainza Chusar Mechusar Maisa. The low button. So, I don't have, you know, we don't deal so much with the animals and the birds in that state, you know, but apparently some things are considered Maisa Godol, some things are considered less of a Maisa Godol. Okay, okay. There's an important comment of it, which we'll come to about a different time, but the Tadashach makes the Kachas. He says if they didn't take off the feathers, now they did take off the feathers, it's too late, okay? And the Shach says, why? Mikol Mokum came into the Tchilas HaTarovis Nisbato, Ein Chozer Veneer. Okay? And it goes by the status, Bittel works at the time of Tchilas HaTarovis. That's an important concept, which we'll come back to. The Shach alludes to over here. Okay, and again, you have to figure out what's considered a big, you know, a big mice and what's considered a small mice. Okay, the Piskei Tshuva Tzivkot Dalet quotes another tshuva from the Nodav Yehuda, a different tshuva than the previous Piskei Tshuva quoted from the Nodav Yehuda. There's another one. This was a, he says that a certain thing, it talks a little bit of what's considered a big job, what's considered a little bit of a job. Okay, taking off feathers is called the mechusar ma'aser. That's a big tirchum. The smaller thing, apparently, to get rid of, let's say, the giranosh, that's also a big thing. Okay, or chela, that's also a big thing. That's what he's discussing in that tshuva. Okay, and he also mentions in that tshuva, just as a side point, someone asked the other day, chatichol iskabed means for a Jew. Iskabed for a Jew. You have to get rid of all this stuff that makes it not kosher. Okay, that's the end of this collection of makaros. To move what I gave out for today, again to finish up some Kuf Aleph. So we saw actually the Rambam last time, Perek Tes Zayin Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Halacha Tes. The Rambam says that to some extent, what's considered, thank you, Dovah Choshev, may depend upon, or does it can depend upon where you're living. Okay, different things are considered valuable in different places. So the Rambam quotes this in Perek Kuf Aleph, Halachos Machalos Asuras, Halacha Tes. He quotes it as a Yeroy, I think it's a Yeroy Lee, right? Maybe not, 1 second. Perek Tes Zayin, let's say Kofala. Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, Yeroy Lee, yes, Shekol Dover, Shu Choshev, Eitzel, B'nei Mokko, B'nei Mokomos, Kigon, Egoze Perek, Rimone Badan, Perek Yisroel. So that's different. In other words, he's saying it's somewhat area sensitive. So we look in the Shulchan Aruch here, okay, in Siv Dalet, Shuman Akanto Enaroyal Iskabe. Okay, a certain type of certain types of the Shuman. Okay, Enaroyal Iskabe, Abel Or Shuman Abaz Mikriyo Iskabe, Beno Bata, and Siv Hay also. Korkavon, Bechain Shar Benayam, Enaroyal Iskabe. I only bring it up over here, again, these are the Korkavon is the inside of the chicken. Okay, or the bird. So again, I'm only bringing it up here because you look in the Nose Kalim and nobody agrees. Okay, and apparently it was different in different places. The Shach in Sikot Gimel says, Mar Shach Cholik was there. Okay, and he says explicitly, Tishadinim Elu Mishtanim with the Amakom Azman, Kamoshkos Rambam. Alright, so he says, again, Mar Shach, where he lived, evidently some of these dishes were more Choshev than in other places. So that's it, you know, that the Taz. The Taz in Kotin Tes also quotes that same Mar Shach. Okay, that there's a difference between, you know, what do you mean, this is an inner part of the meat. That's not a, some people like this, some people don't like that. I don't know. I'm not sure what the, you know, what the guidelines are, other than to say what people would, you know, would be pleased with or would consider to be royal escabeche in your town, in your area. So some discussion about these different things. And Siv Katan involved in the Pesukei Tshuva, okay? He also mentions that there's a machlokes, that there are people are making the different things in different places. And the Aruch HaShulchan, just to finish up this point, in Siv Chaf Aleph, here in Siv Chaf Kuf Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Chachmei Krakow, Horal Basar Ava Shalachaz Shekharin Bailik, okay, the Chacham in Krakow, they passed based on what the din was there. Something called the Bailik or the Bilik or something. Okay, that is Royal Skabe. The Marshal, Cholakalem, okay, the Marshal disagreed. The Yeshma Gonsha Posak Chachme Krakow, that's the Taz, Yeshma is a Posak Marshal, others Vachani Riki, the Hanu, Zel Vada Vitanagolas, or Philip Indic, that's how we call it, the hen, or the turkey type thing, bigger. Shechabdo Rech, Nikwa Loifstor, again, the question is whether you take the skin off. That, I think, is relevant today, because some people skin the chicken today for health reasons. You know, my wife always moves skin the chicken for health reasons. But many people like the skin, especially in fried chicken. That's after the flavor, right? But dump it in oil and fry it up. So that's, finger looking good. So I think that's today. But on the other hand, I'm not sure, we don't eat Kentucky fried chicken anyway. But if we would, I'm not sure we'd serve it to a chutz of a guest, but still not. You know, want something that's more... English, I don't know, but anyway, so I'm just pointing this out, we don't have to emphasize this, but see from the post some discussions about it. Now, Siv Vav discusses the fact that it should be, it has to be a whole, something like the Royal Escabeche is a whole piece. And we remember, that, again, I quoted the Mamar Komos number 8, the Gemara Gittin, the Afnun Bey is on the top of the Yomid there. Naflu, should be great, I think Rishon Beis. Naflu and the Spatsu, remember these nuts. Okay, these are special, very fancy nuts, which apparently some people enjoy very much. It's considered very fancy, but the case was talking about Orla, remember? We said when they're whole, so they're not Mispatsu because they're whole, but Naflu and the Spatsu, they broke, and then they had a Machoka, Sevilsi, Rishimon against them. Shogeg or Mason and so on. So that's one relevant Gemara. The Gemara Makos, Tes Zion and Beis. Again, I'm sorry I don't have it in front of you, but so is Tem. We had that Gemara also. That was the ant. Remember, you had a bunch of ants that were chopped up and so on. That's a sugi that we saw. Also, Risuk, we had it by Beri. Okay, but also relates to Chatir Liskabe. And then another Gemara which we didn't have yet, so is 12, is Gemara Nozin Nun Aleph and Beis. Boy, Rava, Nimala, you have an ant, Shechasera. Okay? It can live, but it's missing something. It's missing a piece. Okay, it can live. Mahu, would you violate the din of beria of eating that? So shiur gemirulam b'hachasim. Now, this is the din that it's not considered a beria, okay, because it's missing. It's got to be a whole. Or no, beria gemirulam b'aika. Beria means it's something that can live. It's mostly alive. It's mostly whole. It's missing a leg. It's missing a what we call in talking about a human being. Eber she'ena shematulibo. Right. It's not. That's a question the Gemara in Maseches Nozir, and it's a bayi de lo shita. The Gemara never answers that question in Maseches Nozir. So again, the Rishonim talk about it. So in Kulin, the Rosh again refers to this issue in Parak Zion, Sin Lamed Hay. Parak Zion Sin Lamed Hay. Just keep it open, I suppose. The Rosh writes, "V'chein b'chaticha l'skabeh." First, he's talking about beria. We said that beria has to be whole, but now he says, "V'chein b'chaticha l'skabeh im nifrasa achash nafach deir v'teila chashivusa u'v'teila kashari sur." In other words, when it got into the mixture, then the piece fell off, or something happened, then it loses its status of davar chashiv. Okay, why? Shari goes a parak. We wanted to done in this part. So it goes in this part. We wanted to tailor. Kalamin save myself is getting. Okay, so he says, and it's going to answer everything. So or rebuttal. Okay, hilcha kol chaticha shenifras of enu skabed od he mutaris shara suz. If it doesn't have shishim, so a regular dinim will apply. Okay? In other words, we paskin like the, even though the Gemara knows it, it doesn't answer the question, but you put that together with the Gemara and Gittin, with the broken or the shelled nuts, so that's the same thing, the Taras HaBayis. And again, Bayis HaAruch, Shar Dal, Shar Bayis Dal, Shar Al, the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel and Bayis, he writes, Mikol Mokom Chatichu L'Sheinu L'Sheinu B'Telem Tzad Chashivuso. In La'achar Mikein Nechtichu HaChatichos, V'Chazu Chatichu L'Sheinu Rios, Chazu V'Hutru B'Ro, V'Shishim K'Shari Surim. I have the same thing in Shari Surim, Shari Boto Chashivuso. Kiditan, he quotes that case with the nuts and so on. And he says, Machokes with Meir and the other Amorim. And he says, we paskin halachas like Rehuda, Rehosim, Shimon, Rabin, Legabe, Meir. And he quotes other writes that also. So that's how the Rashbo writes. And the Ram, again, by us in Chulin, again, comes to the same conclusion. So, we turn now to the Shulchan Aruch by us, the Seif above. Ha de Berit of Chaticha or Liskabed lo b'teili dafke ba'odom shleimim, aval im lo im nechtechu o nisrasku o shenevda tsuroson b'teili b'su lo chashivi v'afila nisrasku achash nisarba maheter. Okay, and the erev filo achash noda tarubas. That's like we did before when we talked about Matika Aimalas on Pila. You can't do it on purpose. Okay? And the Ramah adds, Ain Chilik Bain is Arminim Shalom Minim. Okay, which we'll come back to. So the Shach here in Sifuat and Tesvog writes, he makes a distinction. He says it's not automatic. Okay, when it says nisrasek, what it means here is it was nisrasek to the point that it's taka no longer chaticho iskabe. But he says hayu shalom nishar shem dabachosh al nishar chaticho iskabe afagat the bottom tam barrier. We call makwa dain chosh we end up bottom tam chaticho iskabe. Svar nachone. In other words, the din of barrier and the din of chaticho iskabe are not necessarily exactly the same. Okay. If something is cut up, it's still a chatichah l'iskabe, it's not only called berry anymore. Berry, the moment it's not whole, is berry, it's not berry anymore. The Shach is pointing out that's not automatically the same by chatichah l'iskabe. Chatichah l'iskabe, if mitzias are that this is still considered, again, we have chatichah, the word is chatichah l'iskabe, right? It's not cut. You know, if it's still in its current state, real iskabe, hod the bottom of the side, hanu shalom nishar shem dover choshev. Or nishar shom davar chosh, or nishar chaticho l'skabe. Then, even though it's not a barrier, it can still be called chaticho l'skabe. It's also interesting that the Bir HaGro notes, it's in Kotan Yud Zayin, and maybe that's why the language of the Shulchan Aruch nisraska ad shenevda tsurasam. That's an expression that Vilna Gaon points out, which we didn't see such a expression by barrier. Okay, so that's that. I think that maybe what the Shach is Madai. Chatichah l'iskabe. That's if it's so chopped up, okay, and it doesn't even look like anything anymore. Then it's not chatichah l'iskabe. Yeah, the grosses. Yeah.
So when you said it's like being
rotten,
instead of
a
pila,
to
go ahead and crush up the
durya.
Yeah. Would that be
true?
Like if
the
grosser
also, we saw the Purugata made a link to brosses.
So is it okay to be like, let's say you were a shower?
One grade.
Yes, one grade, might be one grade. So could you crush it? Go to where the brother shower?
So it's not a barrier. Yeah. You know, the post recommend don't eat. I think in the Shavuot, we saw the Shavuot. No, I mentioned it to you. This says don't eat just one grape. Eat one more. If you have another eitzah, it could be.
Maybe
it's
a
power. Yeah, vato brocha. They have such a status. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, what if you have something that is ground meat that is a chatichah or like a hamburger?
Yeah, it's chopped to begin with. A piece of meatloaf. Yeah. So there, it's already chopped. But that's still baked. No, so that's, I think that's what the Vilna Gaon is saying. I should never keep the hamburger.
This is its tour. Its tour is a hamburger.
That is its tour. That is its tour. It is its tour. It's been cut up. And then I would say it probably still remains. I would say so.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. At the end of that Ramah adds, you know, that there's no distinction, even if it's, does it apply even to Mishaino Mino? Okay? The Ramah writes, it ain't chilek, may nisar minam or shalom minam. So I mentioned, not everybody agrees with that. That's what the Taz it's a taz, a kodnir peiz, a shach, a kodnir ches. Let's look at the shach first. Chomar, the chaticha, it's kabra, filo, shalom, amino, lo, batal, ba'elef. Lafuke, with this, if it had to write, the chos, a chaticha, it's kabra, dafke, vino, lo, batal. Okay, so that's actually my focus, whether there's a difference here, vino, vino, vino. We're going to see that in the next simon by Dosh Yishon Atirin. That's a relevant issue as well. Again, there are more paskins like those who are, Rambo says it does make a difference, okay, which is based on the Rashba. It makes no such a distinction. Okay. Okay, Taki, what if the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Zion, im nechtecha chaticha achas, ain't told, it's an interesting, it's not an interesting question. It's based on a Gemara in Zvachim, ayin dalet on base. Okay, you know, maybe can you give me some more of the Zvachim and also the Zohar? That's for the last couple of simonim here. Thanks. Let's start with the Zohar first. Sorry, Zvachim. Zvachim, ayin dalet amar aleph. Starts Amar Belazar. Truma, shenafla bekuf chavios. Okay, one barrel of let's say truma wine got mixed up with 100 other barrels. Poseach echad mem benota mem kidei divua to show sin. Okay, you are permitted again. Truma is bottle of mayor. Okay, so you take out from one of the 100 and then that type of bottle. Right, it says Rashi, shenis arva bekuf chavios stumos that we will close. That's what he said. That's one of the things that mishnah that we read the other day. It's not bottle. Okay. Just a second. Let's find the right Rashi here. Yeah. Poseach echad. So the kuf chavos tumos to lo betelos. Poseach echad mentions Rashi. We came with the niftecha yesh on bittul. Okay, now that it's been open, okay, you have an open barrel, so it's not the same. Again, when you go to somebody's house for Shabbos, you don't bring an open bottle of wine, right? That's not kosher. You bring a closed bottle of wine. So once it's been open, the seal's been unsealed, so then it loses its status. So we came with the niftecha yesh abit v'lichach notel hemen akidei dimua achas meneh v'achas shevo the ho'achas nisar v'kuf, it's bottle and kuf, and suddenly you can drink it. So now, then the Gemara... presents a related discussion. That's Rav Elazar. A few lines later, Yosef of Dimi will read it. Yosef of Dimi, Karmel al-Hashmaitza, Amalei Rav Nachman, Gomer v'shosi k'chazir n'achar. Okay, I see you wanted to be, you're a guy who likes to drink. Right, Rashi says, Im kain deposef ha'chil ha'dekayim ha'chavir stumas lo bat le'echem ishkakas lo. Okay, so what do you mean? Sealed bottles, you're going to open it loose. In what sense is it not bottle when it's sealed? Can't do anything with it. So therefore, he says a little different case. He says rather, elam a niftachachas man. Not that it was, not that he did it on purpose. In other words, because you do it on purpose, it's you're now mivatal. So then, how else would it's always going to happen like that? So therefore, it says niftacha below miskana. Okay, then you take out today dimua the 100. Okay, that's the shear for bittul. And you give it to the kohen. Bashar asur asad shivtechu below, and the rest remain asur. Had shivtechu below yom riyotel achas min akuf di sura beruba isa yakol muter riyotach hamish lo chatila. I'm sorry, let's go on the next piece. The next piece. So that's one piece. 100, you take out the one, and if it got open by accident, then you can drink it. Now omer b'osh, a different case. Chavis shel truma shenis arva v'meyav v'chamishim chavios v'niftechu meyav mehen. Okay, and 100 were open. Note that Hemenek Demu b'shoso shar asurin achiv to below min isura beruba isa. We know that there's one barrel, okay, of truma wine in this batch, and a bunch of them got opened. So many of them are now no longer, they got opened by mistake. It wasn't on purpose. Now they're not really scum anymore. So do we have the right to say that's right? Do we have the right to say that the one that got opened that the one that was us was one of them was open. It's an Avenue's butter. But some of them were open, some weren't. Even the Rove was open. They gave the example, 100 were open, 50 weren't. Okay? Do we say, maybe I would argue odds are that one of the ones that was open was the Truma one. And therefore, it's no longer, no longer Eino Batel, so that's going to be Batel Merov. That's the question. So the Gemara seems to indicate that that does not work. We don't do that. Okay? In other words, if I have these sealed barrels, okay, and again, that's not Batel because it's Chashivas. Then they got opened, and so now I'm going to take out the requisite amount. I can drink the wet rest in the open ones, but the other ones are going to remain usser. Okay, we don't say that the issur was probably there in one of the ones was open, therefore lose its status, and the sealed ones remain usser. That's the point of this gemara. So again, by us, the regular rishonim by us discuss it. So the rush again, that same sin as before, Perek Zion. The end of Siman Lamed Hey. The end of Siman Lamed Hey. The Rosh writes, Abel Hilchach. So he applied that din to this, to our case, to the case of the meat. Okay, and then for Hilchach, he says, if a piece of meat was cut, Kol Chaticha, Shenifras of Enelis Kabed, Ode he mutaris v'shar asuris. The ain anu tolin misafik shema osu shul isur nifrisa. Right, one of the pieces of meat was cut, or many of the pieces of meat was cut. We don't assume that the one of the pieces of meat was cut was automatically the osur one, and therefore it's not chatik v'skav, and therefore it's bato. The achiyam parakol asvachim. That's the one we just discussed with the barrels of wine. Okay, and therefore we don't automatically assume that it should be that it's mutar. All right, so that's how the Rosh writes. I'm not going to read now the Ran. The Ran is a lot of above with base. And that same Dimalaska before. So based upon that, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin here in Siv Zion, what I started to read before, Im Nechtecha Chaticha Achas Ein Tol Lomar Shlisu Nechta Umisbatil Yukul Mutaris. No, Ela Osa Chatish Nechta Levad Mutar, that piece that was sliced itself is Mutar, Mimarashach, why? Im Hishal Isser, okay, if that was the Osser piece, okay, so now it's no longer Rulis Kabit Afkul Mutaris, then it's Mutar because it's Batal Barob, Eino Shlis, Ari Mutaris anyway. Even if most of them were, like in the case with the wine, 100 of the bottles were open. Still, again, that's a straightforward din, parallel to that case by the wine. And, finally, Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Avodah Zarah Mem Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Masa.
Good.
Also, an interesting case. We'll finish up this sinner. Mem Amud Aleph. Ma'aseh bavei kachom echad shehevi grav shel chatichos v'nimtza sin ba'achas mehem. Okay, you had a certain non-Jew who brought a grav. We had that word before. It's like a barrel, right? A container of talking about fish. Okay, he brought a bunch of a barrel of fish v'nimtza sin ba'achas mehem. When you open up, you saw that one of the pieces of fish had the fins and the scales visible on it. Okay? This comes up in the Nevi'el HaMaisa sometimes. Okay, one of the things had a simon on it. So, hitim shimon gamliel as a grav kulo. Shimon gamliel was matir all of the rest of the fish in that box. Okay? Because one of the pieces of fish had the correct simon and had the fins and scales still attached to it. Okay? So, that shimon gamliel was makel on that. He hit her, he allowed the whole thing. But, tirgum rav papa, kishechatichos shavos. Papa said that's only true when they were connected. Rashi says, kishemechabarin osan yachad, and minikaros v'niros shu kol nidog echad. It's clear from the way it's done, this is all cut from the same piece of fish. The same big tuna, whatever, the same big fish. So only one of the pieces in the barrel had the fins or the scales visible on it. But you could see, you could tell, all these pieces looked alike. They were obviously all cut from the same piece of fish, and therefore Shimon Gamliel was matir the entire thing. In other words, you could tell it was all cut from the same place, even only one piece has this. Can you hear the Rambam? Okay, the Rambam writes, it's not really a Rambam, but it's Agos Maimonios, in the Parak Vav of Hilchos Shechita. Okay, it just happens to come up there. The commentary is on. The very end. Ostes. it's a different arrangement you have to have. It's the parak vav v'chashchita and agos maimonides and os tes. It's commenting on the Rambam and Simon Sif Yurches, which has nothing to do with halach Yurches, nothing to do with us. At the very end, he writes, "Ma'ase bol if ne Rebbe b'kurkavan tanagolas shenikva nisarva osa tanagolas b'cheros leviyah korban etul shuon a tanagolas v'inmu legamrei b'echshira ideka." They found basically a piece of again the innards of a bird, okay. And it got mixed up with other things, and they compared, in effect, the fats, and could say that came from the same chicken, therefore they were makel on this as well. And it's based on this recognition. That's all that Agos Maimonides says. It doesn't link it to this Gemara of Avodah Zarah. But Lamaisa, it's coming out to the same thing. And so, the Shulchan Aruch here, in Sif Ches, right? Kurkavon, shenim tzanokuv, and this aros of tanagolos imacheros, Medamin Shuman should be Kurkman, the Shuman of Tanagolas, Shamokum Chibra Kurkman, Domin Lagamar, Machshuma Cheris. You match, it's like a puzzle. You match it up. Does it look like that this came from the same place as that? And he writes in the Ramoy, it's a Chain Kol Koyotzeb is there, therefore you're allowed to be Makel. So Paskin's the Shulchan Aruch. And it's similar in Siftes, Rosh Kevis, Shinimtsis Trefel, Velo No the Mezer Kevisu. Okay, you found the Schlachthaus. You found a bunch of slaughtered sheep or whatever the animals are, and you found a head, and that head had a trefin. You don't know; we're not sure which it's from. Okay, they keep our rosh with several shachmek vasan imzu chatichos domos mechuvanos yofer yesh lismoch al zera hatir acheres. If you can figure out a way how to match today, I think they can do a DNA test, I suppose. But if you want to take the head and you can match that head to the right body, so then Taka, you're allowed to rely on that lahalacha. So this interesting dinim that come up here at the end about some kind of a dinyon and relying on something. If you can, like Ramor writes, at the end of the of Sifches, if you can identify the source of the iser, so you can get rid of that, and the rest of the stuff is mutter. Okay. The Taz points out in Kotan Tesvav that that's not necessarily, shall we say, universally agreed upon. Not everybody holds like that, but again, the Mechaber is Mekel. He's the Heter, says you don't rely on it. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, and Yeruch HaShulchan says in Sif Chaf Hei, especially today, and in his days, and I guess it's probably true today also, that we have great expertise in this area. Yeruch HaShulchan writes, quotes in the whole story, and he says, and the Ramah didn't, we delow he gear up in a Ramah, the Atta ain't somkhalze, since the Ramah didn't pipe up and say, ain't somkhalze, Kemosha Kosov and other places and so on, he says, therefore we do rely on it, and he says, because nowadays we consider ourselves, we have a certain amount of expertise in this area, okay? And in Sif Chavav, he has another area we rely on the fact of expertise today. Okay, so that's the end of the sermon. I just want to summarize very quickly what comes out for Ayotzim and Vareno, because it's a little confusing. Basically, as I put it together, best I can put it together, five conditions for something called Chatichu L'Skabe, that it's not Batel at all. Okay, one, it has to be fit for Orchim, and that depends upon location and minig. That's it. Chatichu L'Skabe means L'Skabe, you give it to an important guest. We said a Jew was a guest, and it's got to be something that will be done in that time and that place. And that's somewhat variable, like we saw in the Shachan, Sivan Gimel, the Taz and Kontes, and so on. Number two, it has to be Chaticha that's also the Iser has to be Machmas Atzma, not Machmas Balua. Oh, it's Machmas Atzami, it's the non kosher piece of meat, let's say. And not an Iser Balua, like. Some kosher meat was salted with non-kosher meat, something like that. The blood was, but that's not the case, like we saw in Sif Beis. All right. Number three, various limitations that the Mechaber puts on. Okay, the Mechaber says, a lot of the stuff that we saw in Rishonim earlier will render it a non-chaticha l'skabe. One of them is it shouldn't be too big, like a whole piece. It's too big. The Mechaber said that doesn't count as chaticha l'skabe. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that it's only the only issue is not to shouldn't have feathers and so on. The next thing is there has to be something for it has to be roy lachila according to some right now even cooked. That's what the Mechaber says. as we're looking at right now, okay, even completely cooked. Ramah says, no, it doesn't have to be cooked, but it has to be something, again, it has to be plucked. It has to be something which is, not right, no major activity missing, okay? And the last thing is that it has to be a showing. It has to be a whole piece in order to be considered l'chatuchel iskabe. Although we said that if it's missing something and it's still called chatuchel iskabe, unlike by beria, if it's missing something, it's already removed from beria. Here we have a leniency, even if it's, I'm sorry, stringency, even if it's missing a piece, if it's still chatuchel iskabe, it's ain't a bottle of rubella. Okay, that wraps up this sermon. Again, I apologize, but I'll make it clear. It's not Daniel's fault. Something wrong with the Bar Ilan system, and that's why we don't have the sheet. You can look it up. Bez Hashem on Monday. Monday is regular sheet, right? So Monday, shoot up for a regular sheet. Again, I take the opportunity to invite everyone here from the Phoenix area from 2:34 to come to my house. And again, what Dr. Lissa said, I think, is right. You know, it's one thing to drink, and you know all the sukkahs, but the whole idea of drinking that goes on, in my opinion, in many yeshivas, among B'nai Torah, sorry to say, is a perversion of Purim, because it ends up, I've seen with people, it ends up a guy, to bench, he felt he was so sick, he spent half the Purim afternoon in the bathroom vomiting. That's not exactly the Simcha Purim. I don't know, it happens in the marriage sometimes, Mincha, a lot of times, I don't know why I should make an early Mincha, earliest Mincha, the clocks change, remember, so earliest Mincha, I think, is 1:43 or something like that, so probably should we down to 1:45. And then people have to remember the Daven Meir, Purim is not a time that becomes a free fall, Chas v'Shalom, to not take their mitzvahs properly. Yeah?
When the Ramah
recommends the person should go to sleep after noonday, is he referring to during the sleep or after the sleep? I mean, you have to bench, so as I mentioned, we have an open house in my house, so I always wash before anybody comes. That way, when people are coming, or chayim, eating whatever, it's my suda. Then I have a suda later with the family. I tend to fall asleep during the suda. I'm not sure that's only because of the wine. Usually it's because you're up late the night before, and this year you lose an hour of sleep. So that's such a big challenge to be able to fall asleep. I can fall asleep without being cooked. I think you mean, again, you can, if you leave, there's a shalom adventure. Just as Machmas Siena, right? The why makes you jealous? It does make you jealous. Falling asleep doesn't have to mean that, sometimes I think you have to. But again, person, as far as I understand, really, the Ikka did is wine. Rashi, on that side, says, I'm assuming he says wine, no? He says wine. So, okay, so many people assume, just like the Kiddush, many people make the Kiddush on Shabbos to drink. And it's okay if it's done with the right moderation and with the right intents in mind, the right intentions in mind. If the intention is to be more summit, to be jollier, to sing, to dance a little bit, to sing, and increase the sinless burden, okay. But if someone's going to be sick, it's going to take away, and every year, I hate to say it, but every year there's stories. You heard it as much as I'm older, so I heard more of it. But every year there are stories on Purim, some very tragic stories of people driving and other things. And the idea that sometimes you go to some yeshivas, I'm sure you saw that as well. You have the 5-year-old kids are smoking cigarettes. And they tell you, so, what's that about? And marijuana and drugs, almost everything becomes worked on Purim. It's not true, because I've never had that in mind. Even forgetting that I've been a friend with the story with, when you come up, your shepherd was there, even without the limitation, you don't learn it. The whole people have to learn the whole sugya. I assume you've seen this gemara. But if somebody's going to drink, yosem limudo, and the joke is that they try to drink a lot. You have to drink yosem limudo more than you learn. So if you learn a lot, that's poor power. Okay, yosem limudo means more than you're right now. Okay, that's a poor power. But the real yosem limudo is more than you normally drink. So, most people don't drink so much anyway. You shouldn't drink so much anyway. And it could be dangerous. And he said, you should have, if you all have singles poor, again, you're invited to my home. If you're in the area, or wherever you are, you should enjoy Purim and be able to all the mitzvahs properly, all of the mitzvahs in a full way. I assume some will see it the Chagiga here, right? What is that? 8:30?